fantastic day, and what a way to round out a Friday on a fantastic week from a, once again, fantastic AirVenture, especially weather-wise. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't get better than this.
Jamon G on the fly down at what used to be known as Ultralights. Now we call this the Fun Fly Zone because a lot more stuff happens down here than just Ultralights. It used to be Ultralights. Now you have a myriad of activities down here. Tim Bogenhagen is the EA Member Program Specialist for Communities, and also this week, the staff liaison for the Fun Fly Zone. Thanks for joining us and co-hosting with me today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here. We appreciate you being down here.
Yeah, well, there's so much to see and do down here. Why don't you give us a rundown of what this area offers for attendees in the Fun Fly Zone down here in the South End?
I'd be happy to. Fun Fly Zone, it's the home. So it's the central base and operation area for ultralights. And ultralights can be fixed wing, looks like a nice little airplane, could be a helicopter ultralight, could be a paramotor where you're foot launching it, literally running into the air and you got a canopy underneath you. Could be weight shift trikes, you know, the motorcycles of the sky, you're just shifting your weight around there just like you're riding a motorcycle.
Okay.
So all these different types of flying machines could be an ultralight. They're down here. Light sport aircraft. So the light end of light sport and a lot of the light sport, which you would think of as maybe a STOL plane. We're looking at a couple of them out here in front. You got the Kit Fox style, the Avid style, and you see many of them with the large tires and, you know, the
They're
the
doing off-airport landing stuff.
So they do off-airport stuff. So they're home here. Homebuilt Rotorcraft is the home for all of the Fun Fly Zone. So you got helicopters that are homebuilt. You got gyroplanes that are home built, so they operate here at the Fun Fly Zone. Hot air balloons. Hot air balloons are here, so they're standing up and doing tether operations right next to our barn in the morning or the evening. If the wind is calm, we're talking like under 5 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And then at night, the Twilight Flight Fest, which is an air show basically, conducted by air show operations off of the grass runway. So the neat thing about Fun Fly Zone is there's a grass runway where all of these unique aircraft fly from, including the air show called Twilight Flight Fest.
Tell us about the Twilight Flight Fest. Say that fast 5 times.
Twilight Flight Fest, Twilight Flight Fest, Twilight Flight Fest. 3, how about that?
Yeah, that's enough, right?
TFF, okay, TFF. So, okay, it starts off with the STOL planes, and these are like the big, you know, Super Cubs, Cessna 170s, custom Zeniths and things like that. The ones that are really designed for short takeoff and landing operations, but yet these are big planes. They're big, heavy planes. A lot of them used in the bush, things like that. So they do a little demonstration out there and they try and set it down on a line, see how quickly they can stop.
Little competition.
Little competition.
And how long is the grass runway here at the Ultralights?
900 foot landing distance.
900 feet.
900 with obstructions on both ends. Okay. So any pilot knows 900 foot of obstructions on both ends. Not a lot of planes go into something like that, do they?
But of course, these STOL airplanes can easily do that.
STOLs easily do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they got paramotors. There's a paramotor team which does you know, mild aerobatic type formation flying and things like that. They fly at Twilight Flight Fest. It's really neat because they got their paramotors rigged up with LED lights and they got some smoke systems. So it's a spectacle, basically.
Yeah.
And they do their thing. We got some skydivers who dive in. And then we round out the evening with model aircraft flying. And not your traditional model aircraft. It's not what you think of like you and I would fly. We're talking hardcore aerobatic 3D, you know, aerobatic type maneuvers that you just look at and shake. And how can anybody coordinate their mind and their fingertips while looking at it to do what they do? It's remarkable.
Yeah. During the night air show on the main grounds, we see a drone show. You also have some drone activity down here, don't you?
No, sir. Not one. No, you are misinformed on that, my friend.
I am.
Yeah, no drones down here.
So all the LED lights are not drones. They're actually paramotors or paragliders or...
Arrhythmia, the aerobatic team on their paramotors, they have LED lighting on them.
Okay.
So they become very visible to the people in the crowd.
So that's even cooler. It looks a lot like a drone show, but it's actually
Paramotor, it's a manned ultralight vehicle.
Yeah,
paramotor.
Very cool.
Yeah, those guys are running into the sky, and girls. Got a couple girls in there, part of the team as well. And they're actually, have you ever had the dream running into the sky and you're just flying? Have you ever had that dream?
No, I've had that falling dream that everyone's had.
Oh, that's a nightmare. That's not a dream, that's a nightmare, man. Okay, and you're literally flying. You are the aircraft, flying like a bird. Paramotors are that, in a sense, because you literally run into the sky.
Well, that's a cool lead-in to the fact that we're going to get to talk to some guys about paramotors later in the show, right? That's very cool.
Yeah.
And that's becoming a popular part of this segment of aviation, which is the, you know...
The light end of aviation, if you will, the affordable end. And this area of the Fun Fly Zone is full of the quote-unquote affordable aviation.
Okay.
It's a great entry point for people if they want to get into it, because the flying machines are easy to learn to fly. They're very stable and docile, so they're very safe. And, you know, they don't cost a lot of money, relatively speaking. So it's a great entry point. Plus, for people like me, I've been flying a long time. You know, I've owned general aviation airplanes, but I own ultralight style, low and slow aircraft because I love that type of flying.
The freedom, it's a different sense of freedom. I mean, any type of flying is freedom,
yep,
so to speak, from the bonds of the earth, right? But this is more of an experience of a man meets air type
exactly.
of experience.
And part of that, I think, is because of the openness of a lot of the flying machines. You get the air and you feel air over your body, kind of like riding a motorcycle if you ride motorcycles. Also, a big thing about it, I think, is the light wing loading of the vehicles and the light aircraft, is that I describe it as being a feather in the wind, where wind currents, turbulence, air has an effect on the vehicle. We watch birds fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you see a bird flying, and they're kind of like all over the place sometimes, right, when there's a wind? And that's kind of what an ultralight is, doing the same thing. The bird's fully controllable. The ultralight's fully controllable, but you're affected by that light wing loading, and so you feel more connected to the air, is I think what you were kind of referring to.
Yeah. Well, let's rehash for the listeners what some different segments of ultralights are as far as the regulations are concerned. So there's some of these aircraft that are flown outside, really, of FAA regulation, correct?
I'm sorry, we don't like regulations down here. I don't want to talk about
it. We're at the barn.
That's verboten. No, regulations, what the heck is that? Okay.
We're down on the farm at the barn. There's no regulations
down
here. There's
no regulation down here. No, come on down. We don't have regulations. No, I'm just joking.
Speaking of that, we do have
a regulation that we operate under.
Well, we'll recap about this after the break. We'll cover that. But right now, you know, there's a ton of people around here, and they're not here to watch us, Tim.
Look at this. What's going on?
They're having a water balloon competition over here called the Battle Zone. And they've got people sitting in chairs that you can't move. Once you pick your space, you can't move. And they have a big tarp up over, like the size of a volleyball net,
yep,
that you can't see through.
Yep.
And so one team is lobbing
water balloons
over the tarp and trying to hit people on the other
side. Hit someone on the other side.
Once they hit them, they're out.
They're out.
And they're wet and yep. out. But you
These
know
are
what?
All our volunteers, too. This is a volunteer game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But it's a beautiful sunny day. So getting wet, it's a little warm.
We're just having fun.
So
we're having fun in the Fun Fly Zone. This is what we do.
Wow.
We have fun.
You won't see this at any of the other venues, by the way.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Just down here.
A little bit more laid back. We just, you know, a little bit more fun. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, real quick, let's just talk about these regulations. Because
do we really got to talk regulations?
Well, I mean, a little bit.
Okay,
we really should cover the fact that there is a when you're talking about this freedom of flight.
Yeah.
Some of the segment down here is free from regulation. That's my point.
Yep.
Let's talk about the 103 ultralights for just a second here.
Federal Aviation Regulation Part 103.
So it is a regulation.
There is a regulation. is what we operate under when you operate an ultralight, get ready for this, ultralight vehicle.
Okay.
We're vehicles. We are not aircraft. These are vehicles. And as a vehicle, we're not required to have pilot certification, medical certification, or certification of the vehicle because it's a vehicle.
It's like getting on a dirt bike or a quad.
It is. Like that. Yeah. But we are required to only fly over open countryside. We can't fly over cities or groups of people because we don't want to endanger anybody else. We're not certificated, so we need to do it and not endanger anyone else. So we're restricted. We can't fly over towns, cities, open air assemblies of persons. We can't fly at night.
Right.
We can't fly in controlled airspace unless we receive permission. So we got some serious restrictions with those tremendous freedoms.
Right. Perfect. Great recap of that. And if you want to learn more about ultralights and this exempted type of flying, come down to the Fun Fly Zone. There are a lot of people you can talk to. You can learn more about it. There's a lot of exhibitors. We're going to take a quick break, Tim. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the 40th anniversary of Kit Fox, which is a kit-built airplane.
Legendary in the community.
Legendary in the community. Mm-hmm. So, on the fly, J. Mott G. with Tim Bogenhagen. We are down here at the South End. Come see us. You're listening to EA Radio.